A good chodesh to everyone.
Still Rosh Chodesh, we still have to have some measure of happiness. Probably we're all fleishik now, right? Because Yechap Arayim is probably 9 days. You know, I think the greatest psychology before a fast, even the fast of the 9 days of fasting for meat, but generally before a fast, this is my psychology of a fast. Before a fast, I eat one or two things that I really enjoy Chaval HaZman. Why? Because what's a fast? What are you feeling in your fast? You're not feeling necessarily hunger on a fast. You're feeling, may not realize it, but you're feeling bad, you can't have what you really enjoy. It's not always the pain of hunger.
Someone telling you what to do. Can't have something.
You can't have what you want to enjoy most. It's not enough that you're not going to be hungry. The fact that the law of the day is, I can't have that chocolate bar that you love and you have every day or whatever it might be. You have that chocolate bar before the fast, it makes the fast go a little bit better. Same thing for the 9 days. You may have that shawarma you want to have. Helps the 9 days go a little bit better. Especially it's a full week this year. Full week of 9 days. Okay. This evening we're going to discuss Zeicher d'Churban, all based on Siman Tav Kuf Samech of Shulchan Aruch. Our primary text, as you can see in front of you, is the Piskei Tshuvas. I use that as our base, but I've made some notes from other sources and Svarim that I will add in as appropriate when appropriate. We'll begin with the Zeicher d'Churban we shall have in our homes, opposite the door. And we'll conclude with one of my favorite topics, and one of the most misunderstood topics, is this minhag of not having musical instruments at a wedding in Yerushalayim, or only having one piece at a wedding in Yerushalayim. And we'll get into all the different aspects of that possibly misunderstood minhag. So we'll begin at Aleph. Is b'inyan hachiyuv laniach zeicher d'churban amal ama bilti misuyit. There is a requirement, a law in Shulchan Aruch based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samech Amud Beis. That's a major brisa for Zeicher d'Churban practices. It says over there that you have to leave a place in your home unpainted. And the Piskei Tshuvas quotes from Shulchan Aruch, and feel free to jump into conversation anytime, even before the end of the paragraph. But he's quoting from Shulchan Aruch, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash Tiknu Chachamim Shubosu Ador. The Chachamim of that generation made in a takana. She'ein bonim le'olam binyan mesuyin. You cannot build a fully painted building. Hello, yada yada yada, it's over there in Shulchan Aruch. U'meshayir makom ama al ama k'negra petach belo sid. You have to leave the size of an ama by ama. To give you an idea of what an ama by ama is, even though we have the center metric measurements later on in Bet, but tzitzis should be an ama by ama. If you want to be yotze tzitzis, according to most shitas, your tzitzis have to be an ama by ama, which is something like this, very rough. And you'll see the centimeters in the next paragraph. But the idea is just to give you a quick visual of what an ama by ama is.
You say ama by ama, you mean ama across the tzitzis and ama from the bottom of the tzitzis till the next one?
I think what we say is an ama this way, an ama down back, and an ama from side to side. Okay, that is a well-accepted hiddur by the mitzvah tzitzis. Ad kidei kach, that when you play basketball, you often have these little shirts, these little, air-conditioned with holes, shirts you wear for colors, identifying. According to the shitas, as many shitas say, you're allowed to wear those, even though it's four-corner no tzitzis, because it doesn't make the minimum shear. Okay, we'll do this maybe one Sunday night, we'll get into depth of tzitzis. We'll have a game. But that brought to mind these those four-cornered garments, which some poskim do write against, make no mistake, that you should not wear those team color identification shirts because they are four-cornered. But many other poskim, I think the Aruch HaShulchan among them, would say it's no problem because it doesn't meet the minimum size. So if you want to have a hiddur in Hilchas Tzitzis, you should have the minimum size, which is Amma by Amma. Okay. Mishnah Brura, Behina Bizmanenu, Lo Nahagu L'Shayer. Mishnah Brura notes that in our generation, in his generation, how much more so in Lawrence and in Widmere and in Toronto, that they're not careful about this. The Efshar Mishum the Somchim Al Yesh Mekilim, maybe they rely on the Mekilim. What is the Kula? Listen to this. This is the big Kula. Shesid Shelanu, the plaster and paint that we use in our day, Hamurav Imchol V'Einu Lavan Kolkach. since the plaster we use isn't as white as it once was, Einu hasijit tzrichin l'shayer. Now this is a kula of extremities, because we see there's the idea to suggest that since the plaster of our day is not the same color as the plaster once upon a time, when Chazal gave the takana to leave a place unplastered, they had in mind the plaster of their color. But the plaster of our color might not have been within the gzera. We'll get into it momentarily, but that's related to, slightly related to the idea that maybe tape recorders are mutter during Sfir in the 3 weeks, because the tape recorders and CD players were not around in Chazal's time. So when Chazal were goyzer, you cannot listen to music during these periods, they didn't include CDs and all the fancy new gadgets because it didn't exist at that time. So someone extended to the seed that the plaster and the paint is not the same color seed as it once was. When Chazal were goyzer to leave an Amma by Amma, they had in mind the paint that they had in those days. Since we use a different paint, perhaps we're not subject to Xera. I mean, it's almost comical, this kula. But that's the extent that it's gone to. Ach, kol zeh dochek. This is, you know, as you can imagine, it's very difficult to justify, you know, suggesting that maybe Chazal, when they wanted you to leave a place in your home unplastered, unpainted, they meant to have to be the paint that they use in this generation. And no other generation, however building instruction might develop, the Xer wouldn't apply.
I mean, maybe that plaster or paint was what was used for the base of Mikdash, and therefore it was only an issue when using the same material or the same coloring as the English have. Once you're using different things, it's different anyway. You have an automatic zeichah. In fact, you no longer have the color. Just speculating.
That's a wow. Never thought of that one. Never came across it. Let's think for a second. Did they use plaster in the construction of Beis Hamikdash? Was plaster the glue they used? And did Chazal have any intention that that should be the kavana? That's the plaster they were using in Beis Hamikdash. So when we use a plaster in homes, leave a blank. Or was it just leave a blank because it looks depressing to have blotches in your home?
Second one's the push-up shot.
Yeah, but you're
defend,
that's very interesting. That is very interesting. Anyone? Anyone could suggest that maybe they use the plaster in the Beis Hamikdash?
Doesn't Mark talk about how you could paint the stones on the outside and make them different colors and look like the ocean?
Very interesting. That is very interesting.
Maybe that.
Anyways, the Mishnah Berurah concludes the tzarich iu nohagin heter on why we're mako. But as you see, we shouldn't be mako. Ubeachroini muva od tamim lelamed zchus al elu sheinem makpidim al minagzeh. There's other lumudei zchus why people are mako. Aval einem shaychem bizvanenu. Those kulas don't apply in our day. Lachen. Basically, you've got to keep this halacha. We have to keep this.
What if it's already painted? You move into an apartment and it's already
painted. Yeah, and what if you're renting?
Very good. It's coming up. At the end of the vet, the next paragraph, I think I prepared a whole slew of these types of shilas, and we'll discuss it. And if it's not answered, then by all means, ask me again. This is very interesting. So why would there be a chiluk? And I'll get to that in a moment. I got some notes on that. V'gam b'Yerushalayim nohagim lahashir amal amah bilti mesuyad. A bigger chiddush, or you might think, that Yerushalayim should do too. V'yesh ha-mevi'im b'shem ha-gon Rav Schlesinger, Ba'alei v'ivish b'yarkosh Yerushalayim, ein chiyuv la'asoyt zeich ha-lachurban kivan sh'arayim ha-churban be'inayim. So there is a habit to suggest that zeich ha-lachurban, this zeich ha-lachurban doesn't apply in Yerushalayim because you live with the churban. You see it all the time. Wherever you go, you see that gold dome on the site of the Mikdash, so you know you're sad. That's why some say that if you live in Yerushalayim, there's no chiyuv to tear by the kotel, because your life knows. You wake up every morning, you know the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt. So there is a shat shita. Now, what is the chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Arts? Why is there havamina that there might be a difference in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Arts? It's like this. So some of the confusion lies in the Loshon the Marsha and the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Gemara says the Marsha explains over there that the purpose of the Zeich HaLechurban, the purpose of the Churban is, I quote, in order to show that we intend to remain temporary in Chutzarts and not acquire or establish beautiful dwellings in Chutzarts. Those are the words of the Marsha in my own translation. So it was things like this throughout the Rishonim and Achronim that seemed to suggest, you might think, that Zeich HaLechurban only applies in Chul. Because the idea is you should remember that in Chul we are just dwellers, we're not permanent there, and we should always be Arai. There's also the Midrash Tel Tal Pios, in his introduction to Zeich Lechurban, he writes, Kishabone Bechutzarat Zishayar Amal Ama. V'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. Again, the Tel Tal Pios also seems to suggest, or might lead you to think, that something that only applies to Chutzarat, because his Lashon is Kishabonim Bechutzarat. But again, as you see over here, there's no Chilik Ben Chutzarat L'Eretz Yisrael, although there are some that want to suggest that maybe Yerushalayim, it's not as pressing because you live with the Churban, but common practice is not like that. And even in Yerushalayim, most homes do and should have a Zeich of the Churban in the home. Okay, move it right into bed because it's closely related. U'meshayir makom amal ama negra petach belosid. So you, across negra petach, opposite the opening of the home, you leave it unpainted. V'shiro lifnei midat zmanenu l'shitas ha-chazon ish 58 centimeters by 58 centimeters, it's very large. V'lagrach noe, Rav Chaim noe, 48 centimeters by 48 centimeters. It was also quite large. I measured mine today, I didn't make it. I didn't make the bar either. Shitas, I told my wife we should buy some sandpaper. Just make it a little bit bigger, you know, sometime. But yeah, these, as I prepare these things, I learn more. So we didn't make the bar at home. We're gonna have to enlarge it. But I've seen in great homes, but great anshei maisa smaller also. My size or less. But as you see, the svarim say 40 by 40 is minimum. But I have seen by big, great anshei maisa less than that. But tzarich shiyeh rabua, very important. Velo aruch v'tzar, shouldn't be narrow. Has to be square. Af shiyesh bo kedei l'ravaya amal ama, even if it has the volume, or the area is the right word, to become a square if you want to squish it in, so to speak. But even still, even a long rectangle is not advised. Ukamur b'shulchan aruch eshlasoy sasazeicha l'churba negra pesach k'dei shiru so miyad b'knisato l'pesach. This is important akud over here, is that you're supposed to see when you enter your home. That seems to be the chatchila first place approach.
You're not hiding it in the back corner somewhere.
Right. And we'll get to actually other rooms of the house in a moment. Vayiskor ha-churban v'sonen alav. You should see the churban every day. You enter your home and mourn for it. V'mein b'sharuso la'soso negra pesach. Now, place number two. If you cannot put the zeich ha-churban negra pesach, like I can't, because I walk into my place, you have cabinets up to the ceiling. Eyesight, eye level, and higher, you have cabinets. So I'm one of these people who cannot do negra pesach. V'pnei she'esham daltot, chalonot, v'yitei bayit, etc. On top of the door. So you should have it on top of the door on the inside. Ideally, you're supposed to have it there so you see whenever you're eating. And that's indeed where I personally have it, but my eating arrangement is not set up that I see whenever I'm eating. So, you know, it's hard to juggle all opinions, but we get the idea. And indeed, it's second place, whether you see it or not when you're eating, is to have it on top of the door. V'yesh omrim she'yasena b'makom akarov yosel akir shumul v'negra pesach, on the wall. V'yesh omrim she'im yesh makom negra pesach mamash, la'asoy zeh l'churba mitzuras milvanit, to make it the size of a brick, the shape of a brick. Yadif la'asoy zken. Here we see that location is better than size and shape, so we see over here. V'im ein... Huh?
In the right place. That would explain the houses you've been to.
Yeah.
They had limited space, they had, you know.
It's true, but it doesn't say black on white that's okay to go below the 48 centimeters. But it could be you can learn a limud schools from this. Between the lines. Okay. V'im ein b'sharus l'asois achas m'sharuyos hanal yesh l'asois ala tikra samuz l'kotel shenegra petach. Put on the ceiling. If you can't put it in any of these places, put your zeich of the churban on the ceiling.
Oh, he's being mako just by switching the length and the width. I mean, he still wants the ama v'ama area, but it could be longer and wider, you know, and shorter. You see the parentheses?
Make sure you keep the ama v'ama.
So at the end of the day, the mathematically, it will still be the same square footage.
Even though the shape isn't the ideal shape, they said earlier, as the one size of the brick, but better to have the right place in the wrong size as long as you have the same measurement. Okay. So here are some shilas that I came up with. Is, do you need the Zeich al-Khurban only one place in the home? Or is it in every room, Mula Pesach, Negra Pesach? So you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky's quote in many different forums as requiring it in every room. I says the name of his father and other gedolim had it in every single room. Although normative halacha doesn't require it, there are gedolim who advocated it and do it. But that being said, here's an interesting shayla I saw quoted from Shailas Yavetz, and like this. What if you have a machsan? Or in other types of structures that are separate from the home? Okay, let's say that the Zeichel Churban you have neged a petach, your yotzil home. Fine, very good. But what if you have another structure somewhere else, like a machsan? So the Yavetz wants to say you're chayiv over there. If it's a place that requires a mezuzah, because it has a din of a dwelling, it also requires its own Zeichel Churban in the machsanim and these places. That's what he says over there.
Even though you don't live there.
Even though you don't live there. And his bar, his measuring bar is it chayiv mezuzah or not? Chayiv mezuzah, that means it is a dwelling. So it's chayiv in its own Zeichel Churban. Okay, rentals. So some of the kulas over the generations, the Jews didn't put Zeichel Churban in their homes because they had rentals. And the non-Jewish landlord would kill you if you made a mark in his home. You know, you took off the paint. You know, in some generations, in some years, in some countries, it was fatal. It was a fatal thing to do, is to knock off some paint in the home. But rentals is a practical issue that posts can deal with today. And in our day and age, according to civil law, since you're allowed to make adjustments like this in your home, you're allowed to make holes in the wall to put up pictures, you're allowed to paint. Not only that, you have to paint on your way out. There's some kind of rental law in this country, in most countries, that when you leave, unless otherwise agreed to, you have to paint the house on your way out. So even if you're renting, huh? Yeah. So even if you're renting, there's no heter not to have the Zeichel Churban because you're allowed to do these things inside your home according to law.
Okay. That's why they made the law in this country, to enable you to
do the Zeichel Churban. It's a good Dan Chaskos for the country. It's a good Dan Chaskos. Yeah. But if you have a non-Jewish landlord, the poskim say you should get permission first. It should be allowed. You're supposed to make an effort to have it even when you're renting. Something I saw interesting is that in the month of Adar, you should cover your Zeichel Churban. Because Adar Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, and you should put the funny little, I don't know, people have their homes, welcome to our house in Adar, and then the jokes or whatever it might be, something lightheaded. So those posters that the kids make at school should go on the Zeichel Churban, should be covered. It's brought in the Pesukei Teshuvos Hilchos Purim, and Itzi Gavriel also brings it down. For the month of Adar, and if there's two Adars, both Adars, Zeichel Churban should be covered. Very interesting, famous word, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, Mishenichnas Ad Ma'atim Besimcha. So actually, the Simcha from Adar goes until today. And then in Av, he gets Chassidus Shavuot. You get it? Simcha from Adar. It's not just Adar. Mishnichas Adar Marbim. And then it says Mishnichas Av Ma'atim. So it's
that way. So you're relying on Simcha for more of the year than you are Ma'atim.
Right. Actually, I did some math. And according to Ashkenazi practice, something like 33% of our life is in mourning or a veilus of some sort for Ashkenazim, not including deaths of relatives, lo leinu. You know, so it's funny you mentioned that. We do have a way of life that heavily emphasizes mourning. Whether it be the Sfira, the Crusades, the Inquisitions, the Cossacks, we had it all. By Sfarim, it's much less. Most Sfarim only do Shuvah Shechalbo, so knock off 3 weeks there. And then during Sfira, this, whatever it might be. We have it, a lot of Avelis, if you think about it. They just sleep for Ramadan. Is that Avelis? That might be Avelis. Missing the sleep, what?
No, it's not Avelis, it's just the makeup for it.
Oh, the makeup for? Yeah.
Go eat kidneys,
they have to take several months sleepless. I found out last night, Taimanim eat meat, even Shavuot Shechalbo. Just Surah Samasekas are not allowed to have meat. Rav Avadya brings it down, Yalki Yosef. A Taimanim minig like that. Okay, other shilas. There's a minag that people have instead of Zeichel Churban, they put a picture of the Kosel in the designated spot for the Zeichel Churban, they put a picture of the Kosel. So there is a limud chus on this stuff. Putting pictures of the Kosel, putting pictures of the Beis HaMikdash, just writing Zeichel Churban in an area of Amma by Amma. And there is a limud schus for this, Igros Moshe talks about in Chalek Gimel. But the consensus is to properly fulfill Takanav Chazal, is to leave an area unpainted. Okay, but I have seen many homes, I'm sure you have too, that people have, you know, alternative things in place of Zeichel Churban that still get you and arouse you about Yishalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the Churban. And again, there is a basis for it, but still not in compliance with the literal Takana of Chazal. Public buildings. Do public buildings need the Zeichel Churban? So, the halacha is yes. Public buildings, like hotels and wedding halls, etc., requires Eichel the Churban. And some wedding halls do have it, most don't, but some do. The exception to public buildings is a binyan shel mitzvah. The poskim say that binyan shel mitzvah does not require a zeicha the churban. So perhaps some want to say, as a limud zchus, why many wedding halls don't have it, that every public building has a din binyan shel mitzvah, because they're used for all types of different mitzvahs and community functions, and community functions, sarchi tzibur itself, is considered a mitzvah to some degree. So that's the heter not to have it in community buildings, public buildings. Okay, so those are some of the tshuvas.
Over here, they're very mashmal.
Yeah,
the whole mama, according to all shuvas.
Yeah, yeah. So here he talks. He talks about it here in Dalid. In the next paragraph, let's say sidei chovaso betziurim utmunot hamemachishim inyan churban Yerushalayim. So here you see the. From the Pesach Tshuvas, also Hashir Yebel Osid Udalo, Kosam Oisim Ama Betzeva Shachor, the Zogam Kamtziur. People had a custom to leave just a black blotch in the Zeichel Churban spot. That's also not ideal. The Yesh Mekomos Sheosim Shachor, the Kotzvin Al Zeh Zeichel Churban, the Eilim Bechos Beir Mekilim. So Shart Tzion. The Harbe Chasidim Anshe Maise Nohagim Ken. Umatzinu Od Min Hagim Shonim. Eksha Yosim Zeichel Churban Kansha Yukotvim Al Gabe Yakir Negra Pesach Asamila Yerushalayim. או שהיו מציירים אותו עם תבנית הכותל המעריבי או בית המקדש וכיוצא בזה ושאר עניינים המזכירים חורבן ירושלים אמנון לכתחילה אין לנהוג אלא כפי פשיטוס דברי הגמר והפוסקים לשייר עמל עמל בלסיד ולא שום ציור צבע, תמונה או כיסוב כלשהו באוסה עמל של עמל עמל ואפילו אם הציור אינה מחסה אז כל המקום שואל זכר לחורבן Basically we see that Rabbi Rabinowitz over here is very much into keeping the Takana of Chazal as it was written and just leaving it blank, don't try and be mahadir with pictures and words. Find what Chazal Masakin and Masakin to leave a blank spot.
But if you're renting, the best you're going to do is paint.
If you're renting?
You're not going to chop up the wall. As best you can do is paint over black, I guess, or something like that.
Or you can sandpaper off the paint.
Sandpaper off the paint.
That's what I would think. Yeah.
Doesn't the Chazal say that if a guy did it, the heads are...
Here, not Chayiv. Yeah, a lot brings it down.
Mishnah Berurah brings it down. You don't do any work to cultivate.
Right. As I mentioned, there's a non-Jewish landlord, especially in days gone by, it was set that way, you don't have to do it.
Not just landlord, it's a you buy an apartment from a non-Jew.
From a non-Jew.
And the non-Jew pays.
In Chutzaretz. Yeah, there is something to that.
And the non-Jew what?
It's mashma from what I saw.
The non-Jew left it for you fully painted.
Yeah.
You come in, you don't do any home improvements. You just move right in.
Right, so I saw in Chutzaretz or something to that. But in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think that would apply. That's one of the heterim in Chutzaretz. What? You bought it in Chutzaretz. You buy a place in Chutzaretz. Obviously, the Goy didn't have Zechel Korban. So that's what you bought. You can leave it as is.
There is a third one. It was done by heter.
Right.
Over here also, theoretically, it was done by heter. What's the reason why it's from Chutzaretz? Over here, you bought a place
in Chutzaretz. Right,
so it was done by heter.
You see from the context of Mishnah Berurah that he's like lamenting that in the years of the exile we weren't nizir in the Churban, they weren't careful. So that's also the Gishon all this farm is that it was in the exile, the Golus and diaspora, they weren't doing it. But in Eretz Yisrael it seems that there was no source that they didn't do in Eretz Yisrael all the years, it was mostly in the Golus they didn't do it all those years. It could be in Eretz Yisrael they properly kept it. Especially the old yeshuva of Eretz Yisrael, they probably kept it very well, these types of things. So you find in the Sfarim only all these lamentations that in Chutzaretz they never did it. Like I said, the Marsha and the Midrash Talpios, always in the Chutzaretz. So that's where a lot of this comes from, a lot of the Limud Chus in Chutzaretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you just don't find mention of it. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but the context from what I've been through the last week, you don't find a gisha in the Sfarim that it's talking about Eretz Yisrael at all in the Limud Chus and not having to do it and all that kind of thing. And Mashman Eretz Yisrael was well kept. Okay. Here's another one, Zeichel the Churban. Now there's many things that are not done today in Zeichel the Churban. For example, look at the next paragraph, it's labeled Ches. L'chaser besudos gedolos. There's a big minhag, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Gemara, that when you have a big meal, you're not allowed to serve every dish. Zechel Churban. Forever. Visha mitakshiteya, woman is not to wear all her jewelry, also not properly kept. Panachas Efer al Rosh HaChasan, we'll get into that interesting stuff over there, about putting ashes on the Chasan's head. Huh? You didn't do the ashes? So there's an Aruch HaShulchan on that. We'll get to that. You did the ashes? I did the ashes. You did the ashes?
You said he did the ashes.
I did the ashes. Oh, you did? I thought you said you did it. No, the Aruch HaShulchan brings that side not to do it. We'll get to it in a moment. But most everyone did the ashes. You did the ashes. You got the ashes. Now listen to this. The Shulchan Ezer says the ashes are supposed to remain till after the chuppah. From Shulchan Ezer, it's Chassidish Sefer and Shulchan Aruch and Ezer.
Kill the photos.
Kill the photos. I'll do one big back ash. I don't know. But you should know that Shulchan Ezer says it should be on the entire time. Okay. So let's talk about these last halachas. Shulchan Aruch. V'chen hiskinu sha'orech shulchan lasoy suda. When you prepare a big meal, you have to leave over a dish. Here's our halachas, for some reason are not kept at all. And we'll get to in a moment what it means. So there's some kind of limud zchus, why the custom of leaving food over by a suda has been abandoned. In the olden days, it wasn't like now. You know, you have a Shabbos meal, and the lady of the house brings out the main dish and side dishes. In some homes, it's one side dish. In some homes, it's two side dishes. In some homes, it's five side dishes, etc., etc. In some homes, you have one or two salads as the appetizer. In some homes, you have four or five, six salads as the appetizer. There's no rules. There's no rules in our day. Whatever you serve, it's nice. In the olden days, they had rules. They had numbers, they had orders, they had sizes, they had portions. They had individual tables, right? Most of the days of Chazal. At individual tables, they don't always eat the same table. So there was an order. So in the days of Chazal, when you left out one of these dishes from the order of foods, it was quite nicker than Zeichel Churban. In our day and age, you invite to someone's house, and they only have rice and beans and I don't know what, corn or whatever it might be, and they don't have something else, it doesn't mean it's Zeichel Churban. You're not going to get a feeling of Zeichel Churban. Because there's no rules how many side dishes you have to serve your guests. Okay. And this is... It's very interesting how it's very clear, actually, why this fell to the wayside. And it's actually quite logical and understandable, justifiable. Okay? The loss was nicker. In our day and age, there's no order, there's no amount, there's no portion, there's no, right? Growing up, you know, in the Chutzar, it's always said by the Seder, leave an empty chair for Ron Arad, leave an empty chair for Sharansky, leave an empty chair for whoever, you know, whoever was in trouble those years. But there is a concept in Shulchan Aruch and Halacha for doing that, for indeed we should leave a place over, not necessarily for Ron Arad or whatever it might be, for Eli Cohen, but it's for Zecher L'Churban. Okay? The Mishnah Brura says, Mashmad, you should still try and keep this idea of being lechaser Michael from the meal, and he says, you're going to with kasa de harsna. Kasa de harsna, those fried fish.
But we never had any
anyway, so I don't know who the Mishnah Berurah is writing for, because in our day and age, you know, you have these fried fish, you want to learn more about them. At the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in the tour, talks about the fried fish they eat the Kovet Shabbos. We don't have those anymore. But anyways, the kids, it is completely justifiable why we don't keep that one. But if you can keep an empty space at the table, matovu manoim. V'chen b'nashim sheyesh lam harbe mini tachshitim takpid lo lasim aleha kulam yachad ala b'chol pam tishayir achas zeichel churban. A woman has 10 pieces of jewelry, she should never wear more than 9. You can rotate, but never wear all your jewelry, and a woman can and should easily fulfill this, and when she does so, she'll be easily and regularly reminded zeichel churban. U'bifrat yesh takpid al kach b'Yerushalayim, especially Yerushalayim, I should be makpid on this. Very interesting note, I realize, that here, by women's jewelry, saying, David should be makpid Yerushalayim, but when I say, L'churban, there's limud zchus not to do it. Very interesting. For the jewelry thing, he brings, be careful to do it. But when you say, L'churban, he brings a limud zchus that may not have to.
The svar should be the same, right? You're saying, either way, you're seeing the ruins.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I once faxed this, the Mechaber that just get you us, Rabbi Rabinowitz. I faxed him several times in the past, I never got answers, so I gave up. But I would, if someone wants to try it, fax him, ask him, it says I'd be interested. This is very interesting. You should do this. im ki yesh hanohagim shmiyad misalkim as efer minak nachon hu shamanich efer brosh chazon gemar pasuk im mishkachech hu shalaim tishkachimini. We say the pasuk im lo aled mishlaim bar simchasi v'chazon omer acharav. The officiating rabbi says it first and the chazon says it afterwards. Like I mentioned, the Shulchan Aizer says that the efer should stay on the head for the entire chuppah ceremony. Right, yeah, I'm lucky. It's a great platform for us.
I understand, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, just because he brought a sheet to before that says Yerushalayim is more cool, like, as we wish Yerushalayim is more cool.
Right, I think it's not him necessarily.
It's not him, he's bringing
yeah,
a footnote in. Yeah. This one says like this, one says
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Right, you know? Yeah.
It's like a buy-in robber, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. My previous question, especially, wasn't on the Zeichel Churban stuff. Okay. So, like it's mentioned, okay, now the Aruch HaShulchan says, Alimut Chus not to do the efer on the head, the ashes on the head, because he says, it's almost odd, the breaking the glass under the chuppah is in place of the ashes. That's what he says. Now, it never took on, because we all do the ashes as well. He seems to say there was exchange one for the other, but you don't see it that way. But I guess that's a bit of Alimut Chus for those who don't do the that your yotze, that's Zeichel HaKhurban, with the breaking of the glass. Okay, we're going to get to breaking the glass more in a moment. We're on page 2. See, do you notice I started the audio-visual component of these pages? You have a picture based on Migdash on each side. We'll work up the audio, the visual, maybe we'll get audio and then show and tell eventually.
This is not the base of Migdash. Yeah, picture the form of base of Migdash.
Here's the base of Migdash.
This is the dome of the rock.
Right, now page 2 is the whatever we have today. Page 1 is what we hope will be soon. Like I said, we have show and tells one of these days. Okay. So this is some interesting stuff. So by the chasana, we break a plate by tanaim, we break a glass by the chuppah. So he says over here, it's not unanimous actually, that also the breaking of the plate is Zeichel HaKhurban. This I've never seen. I did some research on this. Kedera Shvura, I don't know. You take an earthenware plate, dafka earthenware plate, for the breaking of at the Tanaim, Harsina porcelain, Shleima, full, complete, new. The Harbet Tamim Nemru Madur Shorim Betanaim Tzalacha Shel Cheres. Ever think about this? That by the Tanaim you break earthenware, but by the Chuppah you break glass. Anyone have any answers? There's many answers. I'll share one. Anyone share one? Give me an answer.
The Tanaim can't be undone, so Keres can't be undone, the glass can be reconstituted.
Very good. That's the one I want to say over.
Why the two mothers are supposed to break them by the Tanaim and the Chosin does it, right? Why did they pick
the two mothers?
Tanaim is somehow customary that the boy's mother and the girl's mother break the plate together.
Right, so in that paragraph, he brings different customs on that. Who breaks the plate? That's what I wanted to say. Listen, very interesting, very interesting. This is from the Gra, okay, that we break the plate, as Binyamin said, because earthenware cannot be put back together. The Gra says, better to write a get than to break off an engagement.
Well, that's why we do Tanaim right before the Chuppah.
Right.
That's why Chassidim will do Tanaim 3 months before the Chuppah. If they decide to break it off, they always do the Chuppah and get it.
Oh, I was getting right into that. You're ahead of me tonight. So there's two approaches to this. Now, one approach is you just write the get. Another approach is you go through the chuppah and then write the get. But I haven't seen that anywhere in the Maisa. I haven't. That they'll do the chuppah and then give a get right away? Because I inquired into this and they will write a get, but they won't have a chuppah. They get the chumrah.
Write a get without a chuppah. What does the get mean?
What they write, it's called a shtar mechila. That's a different.
That's just on a broken engagement without a real tanoim. The Hasidim now, some of them have a sort of fake tanoim also that they use. It's like one of these one liners where.
So that was the fake.
Really mean it.
I got my information from the fakers, maybe.
Yeah, the fake tanoim, they write a shtar mechila.
That's from the Grah. Better to write a get than to break off an engagement.
It's not just from the Grah. It's really al pi kavod. Breaking the tanoim is like
the worst.
Yeah. You can't do that.
There's many interesting tshuvas. I saw one that's 3 day ish about not marrying someone who broke off an engagement unless you have this ketav mechila. a letter, and this is Lamaisa. I did some more homework on this. This really does exist. I don't know in our circles, but definitely in Hasidus circles. If an engagement is broken off, the injured party has to write a letter that they're moichel, they're breaking the engagement. And the Sfarim say, like the Sri Dei Eish, you don't get remarried, you don't engage with such a person unless they have such a letter. That's what it says. Okay. Another difference by Tanaim. Yeah, well, in theory, glass can be melted down. It can be done easily. That's the logic behind it, the melting idea. You're right, you're going to start with glue and scotch tape. Yeah, you'll be there forever. Okay, so by Tanaim, why we break it also? There was too much simcha, and they brought the glass, expensive glass, and they broke it, and people got, calmed down and got a hold of themselves. La'achnis atzus k'sas, a bit of bitterness, sadness, ki ein simcha seru shleima b'zman hazeh, l'fichach lochin kol zchuchis, you take a glass, achen tzarek she'akos yikara k'sas, k'dei la'tziv b'alei simcha. Some poskim I saw say this is not right, it shouldn't be yakar, it should be ragil. Because there's no baltashkes. Far I'll say, why isn't it baltashkes? Because no baltashkes, because you're being yotze minag, you're being complying with chazal. Afalpikin, it shouldn't be an expensive glass.
You shouldn't use the glass from the hall, it doesn't cost you anything.
Right. That's very important, that's Geneva. You have to be, this is very, people are initial in this all the time.
What are the hall provides?
I never heard of this.
It's part of the price of it.
Never heard of this.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, I brought my own glass.
In Brooklyn, it's included.
Yeah.
Really? I'm writing, yeah.
The Chiba Muncie and the Mirandal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Masha would stand out.
I think they'll give up on the glass for what you're paying.
The caterer wraps it in a wraps
yeah,
it in
you're
a
there.
Sticks it under your foot.
But something you gotta be very careful. People do light bulbs. People do light bulbs. It's glass. Yeah, light bulbs are good too. Ubishura Sakaira Bitanaim. Nohagim Shavosayin, O Imo Sayhen. Abosayim, you got that? The fathers maybe, Binyamin. Shalachos Makal Shovros, O Adam Acher, Kathiratsonim, Chusonim, Boshvira, Sakos, Tachas, Chupa, Shovro, Achoson, Beatsmo.
Why is that?
Why is the Chosin break
it? Why is that the one by the Tanayim, the parents do it, and the one by the. I guess it's the parents that are agreeing to the Tanayim.
The Losh of the Tanayim is, the father guarantees to provide clothes for Shabbos, I think is the Musach over there.
Well, yeah, depends. Ramosha has a new. Most of them are going to use Ramosha's Tanayim. The original Tanayim had a much lengthier nusach because there were actual conditions that were taking place.
Yeah.
Today, it's like sort of a ceremonial.
Right.
You do it 5 minutes before the chuppah.
There's
right. No real.
Yeah. Tanayim. But it also mentions the father's obligated to provide the clothes for Shabbos and Yom Tov.
I don't think Ramosha's does. It's
yeah.
Just, I'm not at home.
I think it does. I think it's mentioned the parents. Supplying, yeah, even of Moshe's. So that's maybe why the parents
Moshe's
break it.
Much shorter than the original versions.
Yeah. Now, by the end of the chuppah, it's a chosin im la'alei et Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. It's a part of a personal break. This is more ritualistic, ceremonial. By the chosin, it's more personal. I have to remember Yerushalayim. It's my happiest day of my life. I still have to remember Yerushalayim. So the chosin breaks it. Okay. Next one is very interesting, very controversial. Sphere in 3 weeks, 9 days. Shmias negina b'tape, v'shira b'peh. V'chen gazu shol nagam b'klishir, v'chol mashmi'i kol, any type of musical instruments. V'ashul sh'omam b'pnei ha'churban. For because of the churban, you don't listen to this stuff. It says like this, v'chlal mashmi'i kol, gam mashis chadesh b'doros achronim, ha'patifon, v'ha'tape, v'ha'DVD, v'ha'MP3, v'ha'MP4, v'shar machshirim ha'mashmi'i kol negina v'zimra. Afilu hal kolet b'hem shira b'peh bilvad b'lo libui kli zemer gam kem b'chol kli zemer sh'asur l'sh'oma mipnei ha'churban. This is the a cappella. I have many poskim. I think Rav Belsky is opposed to it, and others. Now Rav Belsky won that. Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto came out again. For a cappella too, yeah? I don't know. Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto is writes against it. Very strong.
If you hear the acapella live, it's okay, but once they put it onto a tape, it gets a dinner about cliche.
Right, because the tape itself is a cliche. That there's that gish on the poskim that these things are cliche. When Chazal Goyes are cliche, it wasn't just flutes and guitars and drums and keyboards. It was whatever we have in our day that caused the sound to come out, not a specific instrument.
Listen to the shear on the tape?
There's no singing. If I sung, it would be real unfailing, so it would be real bitterness.
It's a cliché.
It's a cliché. Okay?
You see that, then wouldn't call cliché on the tape anymore, because
they're
not really
cliché. There's a sheet like that. There's a sheet like that. There's a sheet to the reverse. That's not a cliché.
Isn't it monoshach? If only you can't listen to a cappella because it's a cliché, then you could listen to a woman singing on a tape because it's a cliché.
Then you could listen to a woman?
Because it's a cliché, it's not her singing. But if a cappella is noted because all you're hearing is them singing, then you couldn't listen to a woman singing because you're hearing her voice.
I get it. Slow down.
What is the tape?
Question is,
is
it tape
a voice or is the tape a cliché?
Which has also, it's a microphone. It's like a microphone. Are you Yotze Megill on Purim through a microphone? Because are you listening to the actual reading, or is it a mechanical reproduction of what is being read? Same idea. When you have a CD, is it the woman's voice, or is it a mechanical reproduction of the woman's voice? According to the opinion, it's a mechanical reproduction of the woman's voice. There are mekilim. According to the opinion, it just matters what's going through your head, and there's no, you have to be machmer, obviously. Does that make sense?
Putting that aside, yeah.
Same idea. I think it's like the microphone, Shiloh. I think it's like the microphone, Shiloh. There are those who say that might be not Yotze Megill important because the microphone is a mechanical reproduction. Those who want to be makel say, no, it's really the same voice, it's just amplified. Maybe I'm wrong. Right, he says, in the worst case scenario, do it. But you shouldn't, it's not to be Yotze. But if you have nothing else, the hospital, right? He talks about the hospital. He says, do it. If you're in the hospital, make a go for it on the telephone. Okay. Rav Mordechai Willig is a very big makel on this stuff. And he allows, if I'm not mistaken, all music between 3 weeks and 9 days and Sfira.
Even with instruments?
No, the tapes and the CDs. All the music on the tapes and CDs. If not mistaken.
Even not
a cabal. Because he holds, it's not what Chazal or Goizer. Chazal or Goizer, live music. Live music with the instruments, with you in front of it. No, right? Not mechanical reproductions. That's his approach. Okay, so where are we holding? Ubizmanenu nispasha bin ha'amonim lishmoa negina v'shir ma'akelim ha'nal. By the way, this Yud Aleph we're learning right now, talking about all year long. Right, it's all year long, Rabbi Isai. Maker of din, music is forbidden all year long. Regressi lalim uskus. We're so weak, but saving harofim, we're the depression among us, v'shmias niguni mechazek and nefesh, and shweki concerts, we need it for being happy, and Mordechai ben David, Avram Fried, and we need the big event of Lipper Schmelzer, bifrat zanashim shetivam note latzvus umara shchora, sharei hilahem beged refua mamish v'isru chazal hu meshekavona l'shem tanug greida v'ol l'shem refua. That's the heter, Rabbi Isai. That's the heter bizman hazeh, refua. Right? That's what it says. So the real thing. But even from these words, it's not so impossible to justify all these big concerts that go on all the time. If it's not Chol HaMoed, maybe Chol HaMoed is a bit more of a kula. But to have these concerts, you know, all the big names. That's the heter. That's the heter. Because Shweki sings psukim, so you can go listen to concerts and sing psukim. That's a shalom on its own, by the way, to a boy, so if you're allowed to have songs out of psukim. The difference of y'all together is that to make music out of psukim. Based on Gemara and Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken. But Howard Jachter has a good piece on that. V'chen shmias shira. Okay, wait, we said that. Amnam kol anal hu limud schus. All this is just a limud schus. V'chen atalmidei chachom yivan shimaisa medaktakim emitzvah sa shimana mishmias niguni mikli zemer el imken tzarech lekach tzarech refua. You should keep away from the kli zemer. Includes the tapes and the CDs, according to him. Ulam shir bepelat zirchsim v'bas Hashem, singing with your mouth. Or deguv zarus or b'shas alimud or machshava ein chashash klal. The whole the gedolei hadarash nagu bekafek far yidua maimer chosid chovis levavos haporish haparush talasa befanav vavelo belibo. Okay, if you want to be extra strict. So that's music a whole year long is the lopashut. It's lopashut. Forget 3 weeks, forget 9 days. The whole idea is lopashut. But the heter is, because in our generation we're weak, we're depressed, we're sad. And the songs that we're usually accustomed to are usually Torah songs. So that's the heter. Now here's my favorite of the whole evening, is this whole minag of neginas klizemer v'tei besimchos smachos besimchos v'yushalayim. Okay, you're going with base achas nukol akala akol shari. Fine. Migdoli ador b'Yerushalayim, v'shnas taf reish chafei, ekev magefa norash epila chalalim rabim. Make no mistake, But the custom of not having music by wedding Yerushalayim is not Zecher l'Churban. It's not Zecher l'Churban. It came as a result of a cholera epidemic in Tafresh Chaf Hei. Cholera. C-H? Cholera? The cholera epidemic wiping out Yerushalayim. So from that, God is shown again the ribui klizemer bechatunot ubeshar smachot kibris mil etc. Ella ach v'rak b'klina gina echad v'sulo v'gam niguni ma'ide klizemer rabim shuklatu b'tape ein lahashmiyam. So again, misconception number one.
Are they warning the epidemic, or are they saying the epidemic is an onesh for something for what we're doing wrong here and we're trying to sacrifice?
Right. Okay. So why will? What's the connection between a cholera epidemic and banning music at weddings? So they want to say that the reason the epidemic struck is because people weren't showing respect to the Kotel. That's what they say. The Rabbanim said that people weren't showing respect to the Kotel, whatever that means, and therefore that's why the cholera epidemic came, and therefore Yerushalayim represents the Kotel, the Churban, and Yerushalayim, we don't have Kalim by the weddings. Now listen to this, I found other reasons, it's unbelievable. Another reason, forget Zecher the Churban, which it's not. Imtim Tzolaymar, it's not even the cholera epidemic. But one of the reasons they were goyis, they're not that music, by Yerushalayim is for tznius reasons. Why? Because in those years they didn't have many instruments anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So what happened was when they brought at several weddings many kalim, many instruments, the girls would go to the boys' side and check out, wow, what are they playing? Let's see it. I've never seen that before. What's making that sound? You get it? It's like a kid, right? Never has, has a brand, you give a brand new toy to a kid. The Sefer, it's a Sefer called, put up by the Otzer HaPoskim actually. It's put up by the Otzer HaPoskim. It's called Moadim Muzmanim, I think. I have it at home. If anybody wants sources, feel free to email me. So that's tznius. It was tznius because
that wouldn't help. Making one instrument wouldn't help with that issue.
No, because one they knew. They knew it was a drum. Everyone knows what a drum is. Nothing to go see. But you're having this thing and that thing and that thing and that thing. So the ladies wanted to go see what was being played. What's the noise coming from?
Jason, was that reason wouldn't apply.
Very good. So, Aliba, that sheet, right, it might not apply because everyone knows it's being played. That's very good. Okay. And by the way, some
what
totally.
What about one piece meaning just like a keyboard that kind of does everything?
Well, it's certainly drum.
Specifically drum?
Specifically, that one piece that's permissible, according to the original Takana, was a drum. The toop, the top. Okay? Now, in our day and age, some want to say that the keyboard, you're Yotzi the keyboard, one with the keyboard. Okay? With the keyboard, you know, because. But it has drum, it has everything on it. But since it's one kli, it's still within the boundary of the original Gzera. So even though that one synthesizer keyboard plays drums and this and this and this and this, it's okay. Now listen to this. Where in Yerushalayim does it apply? Okay, good question. So some want to say it's only the old city. That's one approach. Some want to say it's only parts of Yerushalayim that existed when the Gzera was made. Therefore, there'd be no problem in Harnof and Beit Vegan and all these places of playing instruments because those places didn't exist. And then someone say even further than anywhere in the municipality of Jerusalem.
Even Beit Shemesh.
Where?
Karov.
That's pushing it. It's going to be the O2 area code. But someone say even the new cities of Yerushalayim is including Zer as well. So you have three different opinions as to where and who does it apply to? So listen to this. So I got married in Yerushalayim, but I wasn't Yerushalmi. I wasn't Israeli even then. So it only applies if both the Chosin and Kala come are Yerushalmi. If one of the or the chasun and the kol are not Yerushalmi, they're not bound to the minig, according to this approach. Okay, what? I haven't seen it anywhere that goes according to the guest.
Even Sfiras Omer, the guest could go by the host's minig, so it's not a big kosher can from the
Xera. Are you saying, can the guest go and participate? Oh. It's a very good question, but yeah, it makes sense.
That's for Yerushalmi?
Makes sense. Because according to this approach, a minig is not chal v'chal, so it's definitely no iser of going to hear the music to be at the wedding. So yeah, this is kula. So if you're getting married in new talpiyot, and one is American, and whatever it might be, there's plenty of limud schus that justify the different musical instruments that we have at weddings today. For those who want to keep the original gzera, matova manaim, tavol im bracha. But again, it might not be from cholera, it's definitely not tzeichel the churban, it might only be tznius. Here's another reason I found. Was like this. Simply historical. That in ancient times, Yerushalayim, there simply wasn't instruments. And nobody knew how to play instruments. Nobody knew how. They had one guy who was to play a drum.
Sounds now, like they made a gazero. What did they mean to make a gazero for?
Again, there's different approaches why.
Why didn't you make it there if nobody knew how to play instruments?
Oh, so some approach, there's not one approach, also not safe, put up by Yotzer Chachma, that says what happened was, is weddings of Yerushalayim never had instruments because nobody knew how to play them. When the Aliyah started, the first, what do they call them, first ways, remember before the first ways, the immigrants came with their kalim. So the Rabbanim said, what's going on over here? For 300 years we have weddings with one piece, and now all these new immigrants are bringing from Kutzar, it's different customs from the Golos, of having more musical instruments, there's no need to. So some want to say it's like this, it's not a gzera, just maintaining what always was. You get it?
It was always a minute to only have one before.
Not a minute, just that was a reality. Nobody knew how to play anything else. Now when the immigrants started moving to Shalim, what? There is an approach like that all became, they wanted to keep the status quo was, nobody knew how to play instruments, they didn't have instruments, they were too poor for the harp, they were too poor, they didn't have instruments, they only had one or two basic things, and therefore they wanted to keep it. When the immigrants started coming, when Aliyah started and people started moving to Yerushalayim, they were bringing with them their minhagim and chutzarts, the Rabbanim said, no, that's not how we do weddings in Yerushalayim, we've never had more than one piece, for whatever reason, and we're going to keep it that way.
No one ever said it was too safe.
There's nowhere,
because I've heard that so many times from so many,
it's a misconception that Zeichel Korban. Again, it's only a couple hundred years old. So that's one proof right there. That's definitely not Zeichel Korban. Finally, some say the minhag applies not just in Yerushalayim, but in all of Eretz Yisrael. There is such an approach. I wish you all a good Chodesh, meaningful 9 days. Next week we'll do the similar idea with Tshuvas of Tisha B'Av. I've been working very hard on a piece about Shela Shalom on Tisha B'Av. It's saying good morning, a problem, hello, good evening, good night. That kind of thing. We'll talk with that. We'll talk about that next week and other Tisha B'Av Shilas. Shkoyach.